latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
On the 28th of March 1939, the British coal ship Stanbroke with her 24 crew took part in the last evacuation of refugees from the port of Alicante to Oran, a major city on the northwestern Mediterranean coast of Algeria. In March of 1939, Alicante Harbour was blocked off by Franco's troops with air support for the blockade provided by German Nazis, thus preventing ships from entering and leaving the area and carrying out any kind of rescue operation. With some 15,000 refugees trapped in the harbour to be taken by soldiers of the Divisione Littorio, an Italian unit strengthened by Franco's troops, to concentration camps in Los Almendros, later to be taken to a similar prison in Albatera. Anchored off the coast of Alicante, the Stanbroke was waiting to load oranges and saffron. The ship's Welsh captain, Archibald Dixon, could see thousands of helpless refugees in a port and thus defied the orders of the ship's owners, who were ceding to Britain's policy of non-intervention and moved to take as many on board as his ship could carry. The Stanbroke set sail on the evening of March 28th with 2,638 people on board, dramatically dodging projectiles of artillery fire as the military cruiser Canarias blocked the port and the route of egress. The ship avoided the projectiles, was continually splashed by the water dispersed by the artillery that had somehow missed its target, through which Captain Dixon continued without fear, and once reaching the open sea, heading south, changing the original route to avoid the looming aircraft, with a ship that weighed far more than she could carry, sailing below the waterline, plucking the lucky escapees away from a nightmare that was still gripping Spain, albeit they were not to know. The event took place just 4 days before the end of the Spanish Civil War. To commemorate the 75th anniversary of this dramatic and bold escape, a ship set sail from Alicante to Oran with relatives, historians, and even some of those original passengers on board, arriving in Oran before participating in a ceremony which opened a monument dedicated to the ship, the crew, and the journey. A similar monument had already been inaugurated in March in Alicante. Whilst much of Spain is still divided between those who want to remember and those who want to forget one of the most horrific times in the country's history, with many of the relevant documents and data destroyed, groups such as the one which organised this event, Operación Stanbroke, are keen to try to keep the memory alive. Matias Alonso, a spokesperson for the group, explains how Archibald Dixon risked his life by allowing the people to board the Stanbroke ship that only had a capacity for a 24 crew. As for the journey, according to Alonso, it wasn't to enjoy, but to remember. For more details of this story, including pictures, check out the website www.theleader.info and pick up the Leader newspaper today, because our featured story on the front page is all about the Stanbroke, her crew, and those heroic acts from 75 years ago.